the new programmer. The AI does not want you to do the programming. It wants you to lead, to imagine, to invent, and direct. This also means that it does not want you to refactor or repair. AI just wants to cook. And you have to provide the cookbook. Exactly, precisely, the same way that responsible project managers do. You start at the center, the bottom, in the beginning. And you wind out, adding more complexity and girth, as if this was the act of building a snail shell. But you add in a very precise way, because you must begin with a simple application class first, and then immediately, say that you want plugin architecture. You don't have to give code examples. I did this morning, and the AI knew better than I did. Your program will be picking up girth and winding out with plugins. That you, as a strategist, must ensure build one on top of the other. And you have to build with well-known industry standard concepts, so you always add that to your plugin requirements document. You want code to be simple, beautiful, and predictable. Make it so plain and predictable that the AI almost does not need to look at it. Do not try to fix your program. Fix your requirements document. This is important. The cookbook that makes your application happen is the code. And then the programming that the AI does, that's just secondary. Let me put it this way. The new programmer does learn programming, but not really by sitting down and writing the code, but by watching the code being written. The people who are cranky about having paid for a programmer education, especially those who took a look at AI, they will lie about how bad it is. Do not ask a professional programmer if AI is good. That's just like asking a horse if a car is better. Giddy up. You are the programmers now. The humble, nimble, cheerful strategists who have decades before them for education. And your best tool is the text editor on your phone, especially when you are hiking and when your mind is relaxed. Plugin architecture, where not only can you create new features, but also throw away the stuff that didn't work out or you didn't ask correctly about. Do not weigh yourself down with code. You don't have any legacy code. That's one of your major powers. You can afford to start from an AI-generated requirements document and then regenerate as many times as you need to. You have the power of hundreds of coders, and you can learn programming by delivering software. Please, do not try to fix the programs that aren't working. That's just like trying to fix a photo with weird fingers. It doesn't work that way. You regenerate until you get it right. Fix your requirement document. Fix your unit tests. Beautify your request with new things, new angles. Such as saying, write in style of MDN documentation that so wonderfully explains how to program the web. Tell it to write simple code, Create lightweight implementation. Try using words like miniature or minimum viable product. Or get a head start on optimization and say that you are programming for a single board computer that runs a little slow. Ask to write in the style of another language, to translate ideas from another framework into plain old vanilla JavaScript.
But there is more. The requirements documents, plugins, and regenerating instead of fixing is not the biggest deal here, even though it is a fantastic dream. Whoa! The big deal is that no programming experience is required to ask for a requirements document for an application that you want to clone. And that the AI will never make you feel dumb or judge you or make you feel ashamed for asking simple questions. Programming never was like any of the other subjects in school. Now it comes packaged with a private university. This is the way for all the young people who need a way towards authentic education and away from fear and poverty.